切慕溪水，我的心可想神，就是永生神，我岂值得朝见神呢？
And this verse touched me very much this week. It's not a matter of what, it's not a matter of how, actually, it's just when.
所以这一周我实在是很摸着这节经节，不是啊要做什么，或者是如何，乃是说是什么时候。
If you don't set aside some time to be before God, you can't enjoy Him.
如果我们每天没有时间摆在主面前的话，那我们就没有办法来享受它。
And when we come before God, appear before God, these next few steps are very precious. Being silent.
所以当我们来朝见神的时候呢，接下来几点也是非常的宝贵啊。第一点就是要默默无声啊，要在主前保持静默。
This means that we need to quiet our being.
我们需要让我们这个整个人能够安静下来。
Quiet our mind.
让我们的这个心思能够安静下来。
And just be before Him.
就单单的来朝见神。
Amen. As we're before Him, we're beholding Him.
当我们在他面前的时候我们来注视他。
We're inquiring of him.
我们也来求问他。
These are from the verses in the next day in Psalm 27:4, where the psalmist says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, Him do I seek, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, and to inquire, to behold the beauty of Jehovah.And to inquire in His temple.
对诗篇二十七篇第四节讲，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This is actually a very precious point, and you can't really share a lot of doctrine about it. Rather, we just need to learn how to practice it.
所以这一点是非常的宝贵，也没有太多的这个道理可讲，我们就是需要来操练。
But I think, you know, for the ones who are married, we can appreciate this point, because the longer that you've been married, the deeper the love for, that you have for someone,the more you are able just to be with that person and not to say too much, but just to behold the beauty.
Amen. 那对于我们结了婚的人来讲的话呢，其实当我们结婚时间久的时候，你就发觉很多时候不在于我们说什么，其实很多时候我们其实这个只要看着注视对方，这样我们就觉得满足了。
We could just sit there and just be silent and.Be in that person's presence, and that is something so sweet.
Amen. 所以我们只需要在那里静静的在他的同在当中，我们这样的话就是非常的甜美。
Do we do that before the Lord?
我们是不是这样在主的面前呢？
I hope so. And the next few points, they're all related, inquiring and waiting.
那接下来几点也是非常相近的。那这一点呢，就是求问，还有等候。
Musing, worshiping,
在主面前默想有敬拜。
And because of time, I'll finish reading it. Praising, interceding, and allowing God to finish His speaking.
赞美、代祷，让神把话说完。
There's a lot to say about all these points, but I'll just end with this, brothers and sisters.In our Christian life, there are two aspects. There is the corporate aspect, the public aspect, but then there's also the very personal, very intimate, very individualized aspect before God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个有很多的可以交通，但是我就想结束在这里。在我们的基督徒生活中，有两面我们需要注意的。一面呢，是我们团体的来接触主，来享受主。那另外一个呢，乃是是个人这一面的。我们需要个人花时间。情深的与主这样的一个交通的关系。
And we need to be very balanced in this matter, just like we have two feet. If you are too far on one side, actually it's very easy for you to topple over.
那在这个两点呢，我们知道这个是需要平衡的，就像我们有两条腿一样，我们需要在每一点上都需要两边都要顾到。如果我们只顾到一个脚的话呢，那可能我们就会摔倒。
So we all need to have a very personal, intimate, and affectionate relationship with the Lord.
我们需要与主有一个情深这样一个深入的这样一个关系。
Hope as we're learning to spend personal time with the Lord. And don't think, you know, I've been in the church life for many, many years. Actually, every time I get into these messages, I'm helped to see that my times with the Lord can be sweeter, can be better, can be more affectionate.
是不要以为我们听了很多这样的信息，其实我们常常来到这个信息的时候，我们里面就会有感觉，主啊，我真是在你面前，你多花一些时间，还可以更甜美一些，还可以更深一些。
These points are there to help us in our personal relationship with the Lord.
这些点啊，真的是非常的宝贵，帮助我们。
And then finally, I just end with this verse. This is Exodus 34:3. This is where Jehovah was calling Moses to go up to the mountain to be with him. And he says to Moses, "And no one shall come up with you, nor let anyone be seen anywhere on the mountain, nor let the flock or herd graze in front of that mountain."
在这个出埃及记34:3节的时候，这里讲到，谁也不可和你同上去，遍山都不可有人，在山前也不可叫牛群、羊群吃草。现在。
You might ask, why am I sharing about this verse? Actually, this verse has a very good principle, and that is, when we come before the Lord, especially in the morning, we need to realize that we are to come before Him, and that we are to be there, appearing before God alone.
Amen. 我交通这节经节主要是感觉到里面这点，我们每天早晨起来来亲近神的时候。
And Jehovah told Moses to even leave his herds behind.
那这个耶和华叫摩西要把他的羊群、牛群都不要带走。
Some of us, you know, we're very busy in the church life, and we have a lot of new ones, younger ones that we're caring for.
我们很多弟兄姊妹可能在教会生活里面非常忙碌，也有许多的这些我们所牧养的这些弟兄姊妹在我们身边。
But Jehovah wants you to leave them behind, just temporarily, just for a little bit,
Amen.
So that you could appear before Jehovah.
Amen. Amen.
So this is a very precious point. Even when we're praying, we're having a personal time with the Lord, sometimes, you know, you have a thought of all the brothers. I wonder how the brother's house is doing. Actually, now is not the time to pray for the brother's house. Now is the time to be fully saturated and permeated with God.
Amen.
所以我们有时候这个会有很多的事情出来，比如说你突然之间你会想到弟兄之家有很多的弟兄，你会要去照顾，但是这个时候你来是需要完完全全把一切都放下，所有的这个具体的事情都放下，单单的来到主的面前。
Anyway, I just share that little point, so that actually a lot of these, all these 10 points are very experiential, and hopefully the saints this morning you could feel free to share from your experience of personal morning revival.
Amen.
I'm really touched. I'm really touched by the first point. How do you expect our spirit? Yeah, we need to use the proper a part of our body to exercise.
Like say we want to see something. 就是说我们要看，我们要用眼睛。
If we want to see, we need to exercise our eyes.
如果我们要吃东西，我们必须用嘴巴。
If we want to eat, we need to use our mouth.
如果我们要听，我们要用耳朵。
If you want to listen, we need to use our ears.
如果我们要像闻，我们要用鼻子。
If you want to smell, we need to use the nose.
如果我们要拿东西，我们要用手。
We need to use hands to grasp something.
如果我们要走路，我们要腿。
If you want to walk, we need to use boots.
但是我们要享受神。必须用
心灵。We want to enjoy the Lord, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
然后我们思考问题、工作的时候，很多的时候我们需要用脑袋、用脑子。
When we are working, we need to exercise our mind.
但是用脑子是不能够来享受神的。
But our minds want to make us enjoy the Lord.
它可以帮助我们，但它不能达到最后的那个结果。
But it could help us, but it could not help us reach the goal of enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
因为我们需要用头脑读圣经。
Sometimes we use our minds to understand those verses in the Bible.
但是我们真正接触神的时候，我们需要运用灵。
But once if we want to really touch the Lord, we need to really access our spirit.
但是我个人还有很多基督徒呢，往往喜欢用脑筋来经历神。
But some of the Christians, including me, sometimes want to use our minds to understand the Lord.
所以我们就没有得到享受。
So we couldn't enjoy the Lord.
所以我们就有的时候就很发死。
So sometimes we feel sad inside.
很失望。
Disappointed.
没有喜乐。
No rejoice.
也没有什么爱心。
No love.
Right. 然后这样的话呢，这都是因为我们在魂里面。
It is all because we are really living our mind.
甚至是很多的时候，我们想用我们的魂和体来侍奉神。
Sometimes we even want to use our body and soul to serve the Lord.
但是最终我们是需要用灵来享受神。
In the end, we have to use our spirit to enjoy the Lord.
因为圣经里有一句话。
Because in the Bible, there's one verse.
神是灵。
God is the Spirit.
敬拜他的。必须用在灵和真实里敬拜。
We want God, we have to use the Spirit and the honest, the truthfulness.
如果我们不在灵和真实里，
If not,
我们就不可能敬拜神。
We cannot enjoy the Lord.
我们也不可能享受神。
We cannot experience the Lord.
我们可能有很多外面的活动。
Even though we have a lot of the activities outside.
我们可能很忙。
Even though we are very very busy.
我们可能有很多的服事。
We have lots of service in the church.
但是我们不在敬拜神。
We really cannot in.
那我们不在敬拜神的里面。
We really not in the reality of the worship of the Lord.
我们也没有享受神。
We don't really have to rejoice.
我们很痛苦。
We're very painful.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
2 minutes.
2 minutes playing a lot notes because for the time.
Yeah, right. 2 minutes. And then when we translate, just in summary, so that we can save some time and more sense to the ship.
And my burn is mostly with young people.
Yeah.
But I have two young kids. So my daughter is a little older. Now, following this, these four steps, exercising our spirit.
Amen.
And I would tell my kids, I told them that the only way, I would tell them, the Bible says that we have no power over the devil. Only Jesus Christ has authority over him.
Yeah. 我早日负担就是对杨平同志负担，我跟我的孩子说我们没有什么能力可以战胜那个恶者，只有神有。
So for many years I tried to be good in myself.
很多年我想尽我的能力做最好。
Until I realized this verse is true, that only the authority of the Lord Jesus has power.
Amen.
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 Now, in this, what he says, exercise no spirit.
Right.
The only way young people
Amen.
We're going to defeat the devil with the Lord.
Amen.
See, this generation is very smart. Right. Like the smart generation.
Okay.
And not only that, but this is the most proudest generation of this time. So, there's no way we're going to defeat the Lord with ourselves. The only way is to get up in the